Virtual boyfriends and girlfriends are now available for purchase online, where operators simulate relationships through phone calls and text messages for a daily fee. Somehow that doesn't sound very good to me, but would you like to pay for such a service?
Well, it sounds like John's topic, and I don't think there's anything wrong about it because... There is a notice on the website that says any sexual advances or requests are grounds to terminate the relationship. So, you know, nothing dodgy is happening.
Well,
okay?
I don't think that's safe to assume at all, actually. I mean, they're probably required to say that so that they don't get caught up in any type of sting or just, you know, in a random police action. I mean, I don't expect the police to do very much anyway unless it's part of a crackdown. But just because they make that disclaimer does not mean that it does not happen. I mean, how is it that, you know, in countries around the world, prostitution is illegal, but escort services are okay? I mean, so
when's escort services okay? Nobody said anything.
Well, harder to cash.
They're not. Well, they're not illegal. That's for sure. But I think this is definitely interesting. And certainly, if we look at it. It's just, I think, some people just being very smart and taking advantage of the social isolation that many people feel these days, the pressure to perform, the pressure to find a mate, and not being able to live up to that, and then, you know, you have someone that you can at least pretend to have a relationship with.
And actually, I think that's kind of a waste of time and money because, yes, you're buying a service, but if you're buying the service, then I think probably from the bottom of his or her heart, that person wants a real boyfriend or a girlfriend. And if you're just spending time with this virtual girlfriend or boyfriend, then you're not going to get the real deal.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
So please, you know, maybe it's painful, but you should stop this and mingle with real people.
Yeah. It is a little bit pathetic for me that human... Now, I mean, but the whole situation, not the person buying the service, that human emotions can be bought and sold and can be faked. Because
about movies? I mean, that's exactly what a movie or a TV show is.
Well, but at least it's art. You know, how is making a phone call an art, you know?
Well, they must be pretty good actors if they can convince so many people, right?
Well, so... I don't know. It just seems so interesting that you're just pretending to be someone you're not. You're pretending, say, to be a neighborly girl, or you can pretend to be a CEO because there are different categories of people that you can choose from. I mean, I just honestly am not interested.
Well, I think there's probably people who really yearn for real emotions but feel that this is probably the fastest or the only way that they can get that emotion. And I think that is probably the sad product of today's society.
Yeah, I mean, bottom line, I mean, unless you know, we're prepared to deal with, you know, the root causes of why these people are isolated, why they cannot, the only, you know, real human connection they can have is between a virtual boyfriend or a virtual girlfriend. I mean, I think that, you know, just leave them be. I mean, if they get satisfaction from this, I mean, if people are making money from it, you know, that means that people are choosing to do so out of their own free will. And if that's true, well, then what's the problem?
Yeah, I do think that there is a safety problem that to be concerned, because people who have bought the service, you have to exchange phone numbers and QQ numbers, uh-huh. Right? That's the first step to establishing a relationship. And what if one of them is a psychopath or something?
That's going to be a pretty extreme and isolated case, I would say. I mean, that we do. China does have problems with stalkers and psychopaths and serial killers and stuff like that. But I don't think it's going to happen very often here.
Wow, I'm just saying that it's a concern. And if it's a girl, they should just learn to protect themselves.